the Lyon County State Bank 5K, 10K, or 1-miler. The 5 and 10K will be entirely on gravel into the beautiful Flint Hills, and the 1-miler will be on site. Virtual 5 and 10K options are available as well. For more information and to register, log on to EmporiaFreedomFest.org. All proceeds benefit the All Veterans Memorial. Emporia Freedom Fest, November 6th.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us here on this Wednesday, third day of November. It is 8:38, cloudy and 41 degrees. Well, the United Way of the Flint Hills campaign fundraising drive is underway, being led this year by campaign drive chair Mike Argabright, who's the superintendent, USD 252. Campaign underway late in August, but really rolling along now, and we think it's a good time to spotlight all of the fine community partners that are involved with the United Way of the Flint Hills. Your dollars are going to these organizations that are doing such great work in a seven-county area outside of Lyon County and inside of Lyon County. And we're pleased to be joined this morning by Chris Walker, you know, Chris from the Emporia Gazette, in to talk about food for students. Chris, good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Thank you for having us on.
No, thanks for taking some time to join us. Let's start with the basics here, Chris. Tell us about Food for Students. Exactly what is it? How does it work?
Food for Students was started a little over maybe 11 years ago. And on the weekends, we will provide to-go bags of food to kids that come from food insecure households. So we will give kids sort of like a plastic bag of peanut butter, crackers, tuna, some bread items, shelf stable, some fruit that they can take and eat through the weekend. We found that when kids would come to school hungry on Monday, they weren't able to learn as well. And so these foods help sort of bridge the gap until they can get back in school.
Now, you mentioned this started a number of years ago, Chris. How did the problem come to be? I mean, how did it get your attention?
Really from the school district and the teachers themselves. They were at the time going through the Kansas Food Bank, and the teachers had to prove that the kids were critically hungry. So if they were hungry, that would not qualify for Kansas food. And it really made the teachers jump through a lot of hoops to provide food to kids. And we thought as a community, there's got to be a better way, an easier way. So we really partnered with the school district and really through the United Way and Emporia Match Day, really raised all the funds we need for a year. And we just make the school district give us a count, and we provide that food to them with no questions asked. They don't have to provide any documentation or anything. And I think it's hopefully been a benefit to the teachers to be able to help those kids in need.
Yeah, you've helped a lot of students. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Have you seen the numbers vary over the years, Chris, or have they held steady?
They've gone up. We've seen them go up these last couple of years. I think, as I've said before, we hope that the number keeps going down, but it really hasn't. We've seen a really big spike over this last 2 years with it, and hopefully that will come down some this year, but we're not sure.
Chris Walker talking about Food for Students, a wonderful program providing food for students here at USD 253. So the teachers then identify the students, and how do they, you know, get the food to the kids? How does that process work in the schools? Do you know?
Not very well, but basically Heather Wagner at the school district, she gives us a count. We use all volunteers and bag the food every month, and they kind of get it. Get it to the schools, get it to the resource counselors, who then get it to the teachers. And really every dollar that's given through the United Way campaign for Food for Students goes to purchasing food. There's no administration. It's all volunteer run and help.
So as far as volunteer work goes, I know a number of people that have spent time at one time or another packing food for students. So how does that process work on a weekly basis?
Yeah, we would love volunteers. We do it once a month. It takes about an hour. And just call us at the paper, and if you have a group or a handful of volunteers, we'd love to help. It moves pretty quick, and we've got a pretty good system down, and takes about an hour, so it's really not a trouble at all.
So how much money does it take to pull this off, Chris, annually? I know the numbers vary, as you mentioned, but I guess on average, what do you need to keep this train rolling down the track?
We're packing between 300 and 500 bags of food a month. In a year, it costs about, what we budget is about $35,000, and this last couple of years, we've been up to 45 to 50, so we've taken some pretty good deficits over these last couple of years. But
well, we just like to remind folks again, donating to the United Way of the Flint Hills and their campaign supports great organizations like Food for Students doing such worthwhile work here in the area. So relationship with the United Way, how important is that for Food for Students, Chris?
It's critically. I mean, we couldn't do it without the United Way, without, donors giving the United Way and supporting the campaign. That's over half of the funding we get in a year. And, obviously being all volunteer-based, it's not like we have professionals that can go out and raise money. So it's really made it a huge benefit to just be able to operate the program with their help.
Well, we encourage people to log on to the United Way of the Flint Hills.org and learn about all the community partners and make your donation to this year's campaign. Well, Chris, I really appreciate your time and keep up the great work.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Chris Walker with the Emporia Gazette in talking about food for students and the great work that they do. So, again, United Way of the Flint Hills.org. Learn about the partners and make your donation online. We'll continue our United Way of the Flint Hills Community Partner Spotlighting tomorrow. We'll be talking with Monica Barnett, Sacred Heart Child Care, tomorrow at 8:40 here, KVOE. 8:45, cloudy, 41 degrees. Good morning.
Modern Air and Lennox have a full line of products specifically designed to provide clean, safe air in your home.